In a world where the many flock to watch films made by high-tech computerized film automatrons, there are the few, the hungry, those that won't settle for the Hollywood treatment. These are the filmmakers, the do-it-yourselfers, that tell Tinseltown to fuck off and create the stories themselves. This is not quite canon!
Welcome to another episode of Not Quite Canon, the B-Movie Mania spin-off show where we talk about movies that are, well, not quite canon. What is that? What? I hear something in the background. Interesting. It sounds like something a Jason Hulls might do. Is that you?
It's me.
And I'm Paul Brooks.
Here we are.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
This is my second time on this show.
Okay, you know what? I was going to say, I think this is my first time. I don't recall ever being on a Not Quite Canon before, so hooray for that. And I hope that Mike isn't mad that we're hijacking his show a little bit.
Yeah, I think at this point I've been on more episodes than he has, and he's the normal host for this.
Yeah, so thanks for that, Mike. We're going to try to do you proud. You may have noticed from Jay's little background sounds there that we are going to review a film today that we watched. Jay, what's it called?
It is called Never Hike in the Snow, a Friday the 13th fan film.
I wasn't aware of this until fairly recently. The fandom for Friday the 13th and the sort of the selection of fan films, there's quite a few out there.
Yeah, I was not aware either. And that's awesome. I love that because there is so much room to play in the Friday the 13th mythos that... Mm-hmm. You can do a lot.
Or the Voorheeverse.
Yes. And, you know, if you're going to do a fan film, this is a good place to jump in. You know what I mean? Like, you can do a decent Friday the 13th fan film, and it's not going to cost you a ton of money.
That's true. So, you know, it's kind of Jason week here on B-Movie Mania. We have our full review of Jason Goes to Hell coming out later on this week, or maybe it was earlier this week. I don't know.
So, gotta check the schedule.
Yeah, but anyway, we just thought that this might be a good opportunity to do an episode of Not Quite Canon and talk about one of these fan films. So let's jump into it, Jay. Never Hike in the Snow. This is a prequel film.
Yeah, well, yes. I think it takes place somewhere between movies 3 and 4, I think.
Oh, okay.
Is what I watched, because Jason doesn't get the hockey mask until part 3.
Okay, but what I mean is these filmmakers did a movie called Never Hike Alone.
Oh, right.
And this is a prequel to that.
You know, okay, so this one was Never Hike in the Snow was made after Never Hike Alone, but it takes place before Never Hike Alone, right?
Right. I believe that's correct.
Yeah. Now, from what I can tell, I did look at the credits and read the description of Never Hike Alone, and it does not seem to be connected other than the fact that they got Tom Matthews, who played Tommy Jarvis, in both of them.
Okay.
I'm not for sure, because I haven't seen Never Hike Alone, but I don't actually think they're connected. I could be wrong, because I also think they released a cut of this that puts the two of them together. So
well, let's say this right now. Maybe sometime next season or in the off season or whatever, we'll watch Never Hike Alone and finally figure this out.
I would love that.
You're making a big mistake, Sheriff. Cuff him. Don't act like you don't know what's going on.
What are you talking about?
You don't know? Why don't you ask Rick the Dick?
That's enough.
He's still out here, Sheriff. He's still out here.
Get him out of here.
He's just a chicken shit to do anything about it. We're lucky to be alive, Sheriff! You're like a locked up in jail, you pussy!
This is produced, written, and directed by Vincente DeSanti. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Mm-hmm.
This stars top billing, of course, Tom Matthews as Tommy Jarvis, like I said. Vinnie Gustafaro as Sheriff Rick Colon. Brian Forrest as Deputy Alan Mabry. Anna Campbell as Diana Hill. Cortland Gordon as Mark Hill. And Vincente DeSanti himself as Jason Voorhees.
Cool. So if I understand correctly, several of the actors in this film are actors who have previously appeared in actual Friday the 13th films.
I'm going to be honest. The only one I know of is Tom Matthews. Okay. I've seen all the Friday the 13th movies, but I've only seen the whole series once fairly recently. But, I mean, I don't know them well enough to know actors other than Tom, because he was the big draw when they seemed to be promoting this.
Yeah. I know that the sheriff, what's his name?
Vinnie Gustafaro.
Yes, he was in a previous installment. I want to say seven, maybe? Part
was
seven.
He?
There's,
that's awesome.
There's so many of these. And I think of maybe one or two others. So it's cool. I mean, you can clearly tell that these guys have a love of the franchise. They love Friday the 13th.
Definitely. Because, well, Tom Matthews, I should say, he's also one of the executive producers. So he had to have been involved behind the scenes at some point. And, you know, fans of the series will know, you know, Tommy's story is really never resolved because they just take the series in a wildly different direction. And so there's definitely more Tommy stories to be told.
Yeah. And actually, one of the other fan films that I watched recently, which sort of got me on this idea to do one of these with you, mentions Tommy Jarvis as well. Friday the 13th Vengeance, which is also excellent. I would recommend you check that out as well. So yeah, people seem to dig the Tommy Jarvis character.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one nemesis that Jason had, it would be him, you know, one consistent nemesis. So I wish they would have done more with Tommy throughout the series, but I think there was a rights issue or something, which is why it never continued.
Yeah, there's all sorts of rights issues going on right now.
It's cool that they were able to do this with this actor and in such an impressive manner, if we can just get right into our judgments of this.
Yeah, the movie looks just fantastic.
Oh, I mean, top notch, dude. Like, total pro. Like, the opening. And, okay, here's another thing. This is called Never Hike in the Snow, right? Like, I'm trying to remember, do any of the other franchises really deal with winter at Crystal Lake?
No, not that I'm aware of.
I don't think they are. So they hit on an interesting, just changing the climate makes it different, a little bit different. And it just looks beautiful. The opening shots are this drone over the forest in the snow. It just looks beautiful.
Cinematography and everything is top notch. The performances are good. The music is good. I mean, like, this actually, I would go so far as to say this looks better than some of the actual Friday the 13th movies.
No argument, no question. It's such a professionally done short film, which makes it all the more satisfying that you've got this actor from the franchise and it doesn't look terrible, you know, and the actors are good and the whole production comes together really well from a technical standpoint.
Yeah, it's not very long. It's 25 minutes. So it's, you know, if you want to find it on YouTube, it's not something that's going to take up a bunch of your time. I think it's about 25 minutes. There's quite a bit of credits because they put all of the Kickstarter backers in there.
Yeah. It's like 25 minutes and it's not slow to start. Jumps right in with Jason. I mean, because they know what you want to see. You want to see Jason Voorhees, right?
That's the thing about this movie. There's really not a ton of plot going on. I mean, they don't overcomplicate it.
There never is anyway.
Right, right. They give you exactly what you want. I mean, it's Jason. There's certainly none of the stuff that we had to deal with Jason Goes to Hell. I mean, it's just straight up Jason. No, so that was
nice. It's classic. More classic Jason, I think, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Because you've got the mother's head, which debuts in part two. Hockey Mask debuts in part three. So that's why I was thinking it's got to take, if you're going to put this in a spot, I it has to be somewhere after movie three.
But I think, I mean, you're right.
You know what? Whatever. It doesn't matter. None of the rest of the films care. So
I think that checks out, though, because later on he has in the actual movies, he has more of a like jumpsuit, and in this one he has sort of like a flannel over a t-shirt, and that does feel more like part three, part four, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But so I mean, Jason looks sweet, dude. Like Jason looks real good.
Yeah. So
in this movie.
Props to, I noticed that in the credits too, that the director actually played Jason. So I'm assuming that this is probably why the movie happened. It's like, hey, I want to play Jason in something, you know? And he did. He did a great job. Very, you know, looks like the character. He's not like overly big. He's not like, mm-hmm. you know, 7 feet tall or anything.
Wow. What? Okay, so there's never, oh my God, there's so many of these. There's never hike in the snow, right? Then there's never hike alone. Never hike alone 2, 3, and 4.
What?
Which I don't think are out yet.
Wow.
Then there's Never Hike Alone, the Ghost Cut, which is the anthology. So there, if you watch this, I hope we can convince you to watch it. There's a lot of it. They are busy and they make a lot of these evidently. So yeah. I have to think some of these aren't even out yet. And there's Jason Rising. So it does not appear that he has done any sort of professional Jasonisms.
Right.
But man, he's good.
Anything you didn't like, Jay? Any criticisms for the filmmakers if they happen to be listening? Constructive criticisms?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, okay, I will say, and I'll put this out here, I have not seen the other ones yet.
Yeah.
But my biggest criticism of this, and there's really just one, but it's a big one, is that this movie is not a complete thought. Mm. This movie is a really good act one. It's not a complete film.
Well, I mean, you know, you just said that they have this ghost cut, so I wonder if they kind of like go together a little bit more.
I hope, because if they could create a full film out of what they've got, I am in. It would probably be just as good, probably more enjoyable than a lot of the later entries, in fact.
Yeah.
But judging just this one by itself, it's not a complete thought. Like, you never find out if the mother's ever going to find out what happened to her son. You don't know really much about what the sheriff has going on. You know, you had Tom Matthews in this, and Tom as Tommy Jarvis doesn't really do that much. It sets it up that he's going to crusade against Jason, but he doesn't. So,
well, I mean, maybe they are, you know, look, this was done through a Kickstarter campaign. Mm-hmm. They had X amount of money. Maybe they're looking at these as episodes more than anything else. And it's hard to make a movie. So maybe it's they're trying to do a thing where they're doing these in sort of like half hour installments, if you will. And if you watch all of them together, again, I don't know because we haven't seen them. Maybe it is telling a more of a complete story there.
Very possible. But if not, that's my criticism.
Yeah.
Is that it is not its own thing. It's not a standalone thing. But if they're just doing this in installments and they're trying to kickstart along the way. See, if that's the case, though, I feel like they would have benefited from telling people that at the end, even. Or putting in, let me see. Because there's not a... Let me see what they got here. Yeah, man, Jason Rising is like an hour.
Did they do that one too?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I saw that one out there and I was, you know, going to suggest that one. I didn't realize that it was the same team.
Same crew. They love their Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? It shows. They obviously put a lot of effort into this. And I'm definitely going to check out some more of these.
It looks like their first trailer dropped 5 years ago. So they spent time on it too. Never Hike in the Snow debuted 10 months ago. So they did Never Hike Alone. So that took, it looks, if I'm judging by the YouTube release dates, it looks like it took about 2 years or so. That's about right for what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these are ambitious, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So what about you? Is there anything that you found that you would give as constructive criticism?
Very minor thing. There are some cop cars in the movie. And so there's a lot of like cop car lighting. Mm-hmm. And it was just a little too much for me.
Oh, like it's too, like you're saying that it was too frantic or the light was too intense?
I mean, the light is intense. I didn't necessarily mind. I mean, that it looked that way. I just thought it was in there for a little too long.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It felt like, hey, we got these cop cars. We want to use them as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Very minor criticism. I'm like, oh, okay. Like it was a little hard to look at sometimes.
They probably also use those as practical lights to help just light the scene.
Oh yeah.
We're out in the middle of nowhere.
And it does not look bad. In fact, I appreciate the fact that they did get actual police cars, you know, instead of just like sometimes if it's a lower budget movie, you'll just see the police lighting and you'll never see the actual cop cars. So it had a very authentic look to it.
Yeah. And just like we said, the acting across the board was pretty great.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are people out there that like the kills. You know, I'm not like a gore hound or anything, but if you are, I think this is going to be just fine for you.
Yeah, I think that most, if you're a big Friday the 13th fan, that's probably one of the things that you're there to see, and it definitely doesn't skip out on the gore. So yeah, you should be pretty satisfied with this one.
Yeah, and I think we see Jason do some things that we've never seen him do before too, which was kind of cool.
Such as?
I don't believe he ever uses a bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that. I'm like, huh. You know, because he's obviously a brutal killer. Mm-hmm. But to see him use a bow and arrow as sort of more of a precision kill. Not a kill, but like as a way to bring someone down.
Yeah,
that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. So I'm always down for anything that has to do with like the link between Jason and his mom, you know, and you get some of that. So just there's a lot there to dig into. I was not bored at all.
No,
I think
it's
gripping from the beginning and it carries your attention all the way through to the end. And that's, I guess, my other criticism is like, I want more. So now that I see that all this is on their YouTube, I will definitely be checking it out.
Real quick, they do a neat thing with Jason where they, I don't know exactly what you'd call it, kind of a, not a flashback, but you see him as a younger boy, and then you see the mom as a younger woman as well. And it's sort of this, like, I don't know what you'd call that, but it was done well.
Oh, yeah. Jason's dream sequence or his fantasy sequence where he sees mom. Oh, that was nice. When they unmask him, it is good. You know, and there's another huge thing that we have not mentioned. For anybody who wants to look this up, it is from Womp Stomp Films on YouTube. I have a feeling if the folks from this movie heard us talk about this and not mention their YouTube channel, they'd get pretty mad. So
sure. But as always, you know, on our website, we like to put a link down below. So if you do want to watch the film, It's probably right where you're looking if you're on the website.
Yeah, where your eyes are right now, that's where you should probably click.
Well, there you have it, Jay. Never Hike in the Snow. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Sounds like you did as well. Check it out on YouTube.
Yes, and again, Womp Stomp Films. Guys, awesome job, and we look forward to seeing more. I'm sure there's going to be more from these guys out. That it looks like they have some of their own projects that they're doing. Something called Judy. So there's a short film, Pathosis. So they got
Judy
other
Garland?
Stuff going on too. Yeah, it's I'm pretty sure it's a horror movie about Judy Garland.
Wow, very cool. I'm glad that she's doing something else.
Yeah, it's about time.
And speaking of, we're going to do something else. We have our full review of Jason Goes to Hell also available probably by now. I want to say that this will probably come out the Thursday after we release that episode. So go check that out as well if you haven't already.
Yeah, some might say B-movie mania goes to hell during that episode.
Yeah. All right, let's go watch some Rampage.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I gotta watch Miro try to win a car.